Today we're going to be talking about CRM. There are four modules that you must make sure that you view as part of this course, but we're starting on this one as an introduction to CRM. And for SMEs out there, you, our audience, it's imperative that we understand what it is so that we can use it to the best of our ability to grow our businesses. I'm Catherine Young. I'm sure I don't need no more introduction by now. You know me well, owner of Thinkroom Consulting, and before that in corporate for a number of years. But more importantly, my guest in studio today, Wynand, welcome.
Thanks, Catherine. Thanks so much.
Lovely to have you here. Please introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, my name is Wynand. I head up solutions at the CRM team. So I'm pretty much responsible for making sure that we innovate and really take CRM to the next level.
Fantastic. Yeah. And how long have you been working with CRM?
I've been working with CRM for about 15 years now. Yeah, so it's been a great journey, some great learnings in the process. It's been awesome.
Fabulous. I think I'm taking for granted that everybody knows what CRM stands for. Would you maybe help us?
So customer relationship management, in its truest form, it's really a corporate strategy, but a well thought through corporate strategy that focuses on customer centricity. And that strategy is then enabled through technology. So if you really look at that's yes. what customer relationship management is
I
all about.
I actually love that, the way you've explained that. Before we start getting into the work, you're a Harley Davidson fan, right?
I'm a huge Harley Davidson
right.
fan. Yeah.
Care to share?
So I actually write for the Clearwater chapter.
Yeah.
I'm a marshal there. So yeah. On Sundays when your roads get blocked in Krugersdorp and surrounding areas, I'm responsible for that. It's amazing. Absolutely
fantastic.
Amazing. If you actually look at their marketing strategy and the plan and how they've outgrown other companies that does the same thing, because they've incorporated this lifestyle into the Harley Davidson motorcycles itself. It's an amazing thing.
You're reading my mind, because I wanted to ask you, that's why I asked you the question, do you think they use some type of CRM?
Without a doubt. And they really thought it through, and they're using technology to enable their thinking. It's not the other way around. They're not sort of looking at technology, wondering what it is that they need to do.
Yes.
They really know what they want to do, and they're just using technology.
That is fabulous. Yeah. And isn't that always the key, right? Technology should be the enabler.
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
Fantastic, Wynand. I'm looking forward to this discussion, because really I want to learn today, as I do many times in the session. Let's start with, what is CRM?
Okay. So like I mentioned, CRM should be a well thought through corporate strategy or company strategy that is customer centricity or focus on customer centricity and then enable through technology. The biggest problem that you've got is many companies have this view of CRM being technology. You know, customer relationship management has been tied to old thinking in terms of technology, and some of those projects have failed, some of those have been successful, and that's really not the case. If you don't have a strategy and you don't live that strategy and purely use technology to enable that thinking, That's really what CRM is all about. Yeah.
So that's very important. So what I hear Wynand saying then is that if we are thinking about CRM, that should just be the piece of technology at the end, but we should have a strategy that will inform
100%.
How we will use the CRM, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that makes sense. So it means different things to different departments, right? So you've got the sales and the marketing guys. Are there still fights between sales and marketing?
Massive. Yeah. So the interesting thing is, when you speak about CRM and you speak to a marketing person, marketing people think of CRM as the tool that they use to manage social media.
Yeah.
They think of CRM as the tool that they use to do rich HTML editors.
Yeah.
They think of website design and how those interactions with the website get into a system. So when you speak to a marketing person, that's their frame, that's their context.
Yes.
Now, when you speak to a salesperson, it's all about forecasting, forecast accuracy, measuring the activity and the run rate of my sales guys and how they're performing and whether that performance actually has an impact or an outcome that we desire.
Yes.
So that context is completely different.
Yes.
If you then go into a contact center, for them it's all about the telephony, having information readily available and surfacing that information in such a way that I can reduce the call time of the customer, the more calls I can take, the more profitable my center is, and the more satisfied my customers are, really. So that's their sort of context and their frame. So in essence, when you look at CRM, it really does mean different things to different people. In my opinion, though, CRM should be simplified to three very simple steps.
Right.
And those steps are, you need to attract customers. You need to attract conversations with your business. So once you attract those conversations, you need to actually take those conversations and turn them into revenue. Because you can't just always talk. It's not going to keep the company running. Yes. So you have to turn those conversations into revenue using systematic approaches or whatever that might be.
Right.
And once those customers or those prospects become customers, you need to retain them for as long as possible. Mm. So the interesting thing there is there's so much statistics around, you know, the longer you keep a customer, the more profitable that relationship is between you and that customer. Mm. So when it comes, if you cut all of this stuff away, those are the three things that's quite important, and that's what you want to enable.
So what you're saying is attract the customer, then find a way to convert, attract the prospect, find a way to convert them into a customer, and then finally, once you've got them, retain
them. Keep them. That's right. That's right.
And those are the three things that CRM can help you with.
100% correct. Yeah. That's the three things that you need to focus on if you're really going to go on the CRM journey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are two trains of thought, as you've explained to us in preparation, the CRM methodology and the CRM technology.
Yeah.
Can you explain that to us?
It really ties back to the fact that it's so interesting. There's many companies that we go into that once you take them through a journey of what the technology is capable of, they actually want to automate everything. They think the business will run on technology and workflow will just execute things. The problem with that is that's not a reality. Mm. You're still the product. You're still what the customer really buys into. Whether you're business to business, business to consumer, business to business to consumer, it's people connecting with people.
Yes.
And if that's not the company strategy and you're using the CRM technology to really enable the strategy and take it to a different level, you're bound to fail. But just putting down technology and it really doesn't work well.
Yeah.
Having said that, technology nowadays actually comes with a lot of best practices.
Yeah.
So if you can match your processes and your thinking to those best practices, that becomes a very, very powerful thing. So that's what's quite important. It is really these two perils connecting together.
Yeah. Vanna, can you think of an example where these two parallels worked well? You don't have to mention the name of the company, but just an example. Where they got it right.
There are actually quite a few. Mm. There are actually quite a few companies that really got it right.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, when you look at those companies, a lot of the time, it's these pockets of excellence. Mm. So you've got these mavericks within a business that really go out and change the world and get things right. There's actually banks that have really done that well.
Wow.
That's sort of awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I think the only. You know, if I could change the world, what I would want is for that to then spread out to the rest of that organization. Mm. Because what happens is customer engagement is all about expectation management.
Yes, exactly.
So now I deal with the personal loans department at a bank, for instance, and I have this magnificent experience. And the next day I need to deal with vehicle finance and I don't get the same experience.
So the consistency is not there.
Exactly. And that then creates a massive disconnect because, you know, my expectations were completely misaligned. Mm. So I've seen quite a few of those work. Mm. But once again, you know, if I think about the small business context, CRM is not something that's for enterprise or for big companies. Mm. As a small business, you have to double down and work twice as hard and almost apply guerrilla tactics this technology to get and grow the business as it exists.
Yes.
So, you know, this is not something that you'll grow into. use this and drive the business or grow the business through that.
That's very refreshing. So that's a very good point Bainan makes, is we don't have to wait till we're big.
Never.
We can use it to get us big.
I would almost say you must use it.
Yeah.
It's really, yeah. You know, the interesting thing is a big corporate company or even a 100-man, 200-man team, if they lose a lead, it still hurts them, but it's not the end of the world. Mm. For me as a small business, if I lose a lead purely because I didn't follow up, it's my fault. Exactly. I didn't react quick enough. I took too long to give them a proposal.
Yeah.
That could mean the end of my world. Yeah. World. It affects my cash flow. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's very valuable input, Bainan. I've been in a situation myself where I've small business, running everything, you know, washing the dishes, doing proposals, and really, I've lost a couple of deals because I couldn't get back quick enough or forgot.
Yeah.
Plain just forgot to submit the quotation.
That's right.
So I completely get what you're saying. So why is CRM important?
It affects your profitability and your bottom line. You know, if I just look at, so you just mentioned it.
Mm.
It is impossible for us as human beings, even though we think we're multitasking machines.
Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah.
So the reality is, you know, as a business, you will drop balls.
Yeah.
Nowadays, especially in the economic conditions that we find ourselves in, we cannot afford to drop balls.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean that we can't be selective in who we court through this process and who we attract to our company.
Yes.
That even becomes a more serious discussion.
Yes.
But we cannot afford to drop balls because it will impact our bottom line directly.
Mm.
I think just a second point to that is many times in companies, because business is about these personal relationships, when a salesperson leaves the company, they leave with all of that intellectual property, and that actual relationship with that customer leaves with that salesperson, then to try and scramble to figure out, what have we done with them? Yeah. Where do we stand? What are the problems? You know, what do we need to sell them first? That is a big, big problem that many organizations face.
Well, that's a powerful statement you make. So what you're implying, I think, is that the CRM could keep that information for you when the salesperson leaves.
100%.
Yeah, correct. That information stays yours.
It becomes a company asset, and it's something that you leverage. You use it for trends and patterns and upsell and cross sell. That really, if that leaves the business because it was you know a relationship written on the back of a cigarette box,
exactly.
It's a big loss for many organizations.
Exactly. Yeah. So that will also help then with retaining customers, right?
Without a doubt. Mm. Without a doubt.
Okay. So are you saying that CRM is important for all small businesses? At what life stage of your small business should you start thinking about this?
So a business exists for one reason, and that is you know to attract customers and service those customers in the way that you do.
Yes.
In my personal capacity, the first thing that I did when I started my business is ensured that the CRM system that I implemented could actually help me retain information and insight about the people that I interact with, that I speak to, relationships that I can leverage that will actually connect me with companies that I want to attract and do business with.
Yeah.
So I would say, and most CRM systems allow you from a one person to 10,000, it really doesn't matter. You can start using with today's technology and the online technology that's available now.
Yes.
You can literally start with one person and that system will grow as your business grows.
Yes.
I think the second thing that's quite important there is the bigger the business grows. So when you get to your 15-man team, your 20-man team, and you then realize, I need a CRM system.
Yeah.
You've got so many processes and data sources. It becomes hard.
You're absolutely right. I identify with that, right?
So you know, the earlier you can start and make this platform work for you and leverage it to its fullest potential, That's really where the benefit lies.
Vaynand, I like that. That's a refreshing approach. In fact, the most refreshing I've heard on CRM is to say, start as early as possible. You get your data right from the start. Because when you're small, it's much more manageable than as you grow. I agree. I was mentioning to you earlier, in our 2022-man team now, I dread having to start the process going backwards, but I know it's so necessary right now, especially with managing the customer relationships. Yeah. So I know we're going to be speaking about pricing models and a couple of the other modules, but I just wanted to briefly touch on this in this introductory session for if the SMEs want to go and view the other modules. Just very briefly, SMEs are very often cash strapped, and they often say to us in the research we've done, they would like to know like a fixed cost per month versus a varying cost, not knowing. Can you just briefly talk to us about costing models? I know we'll cover it later.
Okay. So I've got a deep, passionate love with Microsoft Dynamics CRM.
Yes.
I've had it for many, many years.
Yes.
And if I look at the costing that they've put into the market at the moment, you can get CRM on a user level for 741 Rand a month.
That is amazing. For those international viewers, we're talking about $600, $60.
That's $60.
That's right. That is very affordable.
It is extremely affordable. Yeah. And what Microsoft has done is they realized that it's all about productivity.
Yeah.
So they've actually combined SharePoint, Power BI, Skype for Business, Yammer, all of these components that make or enable businesses to become more productive as part of that offering, which is a phenomenal thing. I mean, there's no excuse for a small business not to act like a big business.
Yes. That's very affordable and good to know, Vaynand. So for SMEs, we don't even have that excuse, right? It seems like there's a fixed fee cost structure in place, as one of the alternatives Vaynand has mentioned, and really at $60 a month, if it can get you to retain customers or get new customers, why on earth not? So Vaynand, I think we have a good overview of what CRM is. Mm-hmm. It's all about business strategy first, and actually not about the technology. We've got to make sure that the two polars meet each other, and you have seen examples of companies where that is the case. And then it's important because you want to get customers and then retain them, right, and keep them happy. Are there any last thoughts that you want to share with the viewers on an introduction of CRM before we wrap the session?
Not really.
Okay, well, that's also absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Okay, make sure to catch us in our next three modules on CRM, just to take you to some resources. Make sure to check out the CRM team on the web address that we've given you on the resources slide. We also have an introduction to CRM, and there are various links that you can go and look at. It's been fascinating, Vaynand. I look forward to chatting to you further in the other sessions. Until next time, thank you very much.